You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Carrie Underwood, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm thinking it's Thursday.
I almost said it too. It's not though.
I know. I don't know why I keep thinking that, but.
And let's not speed through this work week. Let's appreciate the fact that we have another morning to work.
It's another morning I get to spend with you,
too. Oh, you stop it right now.
Yeah.
You stop it, but also keep going. Stop it, but also keep going. I desperately need sports to stop. At least one of them. I do. One, please. I thought baseball was going to end for me last night.
Didn't
I was
happen.
Open.
Yep.
Nope. I can't stay up this late anymore. Not consecutively. I'm not getting any sleep, Miss Cindy.
You know, you are an adult. You can shut the TV off and go to bed.
That is so not true.
You can, you know, go to bed and then go online in the morning and watch the recap and
no.
find out what happened.
You have said so many egregiously wrong things right there. One, no, I can't turn off the TV. It's just stop watching. That's impossible. And two, I'm not an adult. I'm a 10-year-old boy in a glorious grown man's body. A very, very glorious grown man's body.
Okay.
7'3" frame.
Yeah.
Come on, 250 pounds of lean muscle. No. I'm a child. I just look like a grown man.
Okay,
so the World Series is going to keep going. Great. Yankees decided to what? Put up 11 runs? Great. Okay. Out of nowhere. So the Dodgers need to close it tonight in New York. I think 8:08's the first pitch. Please, for the love of whatever, just end it so I can sleep.
What a nice way to look at the World Series. Just get it over with.
I can't stop.
Enough.
Well, there's so many cool things happening on this story. The storyline for this World Series is fantastic. I mean, Freddie Freeman homered again yesterday for the Dodgers. That means for the past 6 World Series games that he's played in, including the 4 in this series, he has homered every single game, breaking a record. What? The Yankees scored 11 runs. They haven't scored that many runs in a World Series in, I think over 60 years. And they've been to quite a few World Series.
Yeah.
There's so many fun. Mookie Betts goes up to make a catch in outfield. And 2 Yankee fans violate him, try to rip the ball out of his glove. I mean, come, you can't write the script any better.
Yeah, that's insane. And you got to kind of think that maybe in the back of their mind they have that. What did was it the Shohei Ohtani?
Shohei Ohtani, yeah.
Shohei Ohtani ball that was sold for what?
$4.4 million.
But that was unique. It's not like just any foul ball is going to take that kind of money.
I think they were trying to interfere with the play of the game and trying to save because they were Yankees fans and Mookie Betts is the Dodger.
Yeah.
They were trying to save the home run.
That's just bad sportsmanship.
Oh, they didn't. I don't think they watched the game much longer after that.
No. I read they were
kindly removed.
You're out of here.
Oh, and then the game one grand slam home run ball, the boy that caught it, he was told by his parents that he was going to the dentist. The dentist. And he wasn't. He showed up at the game and ended up catching the grand slam, the walk-off grand slam ball. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and he's a little cute, dweeby-looking boy with braces. Just how I looked when I was a kid. And he was so happy, crying. Oh. So, no, I can't stop watching the World Series, Miss Cindy.
All right. Okay.
And now I'm getting cranky. I'm going to be cranky again tomorrow because the stupid game tonight. Okay, I feel better though.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for letting me vent.
Sure, anytime.
Coming up, tell you what, we're gonna regroup here.
Okay.
And we're going to tell you what we have coming up on David and Cindy coming up. How's that tease?
Coming up, we'll tell you what's coming up. Good, that's good.
It's David and Cindy. Q106.5, happy, I almost did it again.
Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I know. Okay. We both think it's Thursday.
And I can't help but think that with this much needed rain that we're getting, if you could call it rain, it's like drizzle.
Drizzle, yeah.
Light showers.
Yeah.
And they'll be going on throughout the morning. And we do need the rain. But I can't help but think if if that, this was happening yesterday morning, it would be snow.
Yeah, as cold as it was.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And there are parts of Maine that have gotten snow already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we just missed our first snow shower of the season by a day.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow.
I'll take it.
Me too.
I'm in no hurry.
And then what's going? And then what the heck is going on tomorrow?
I know.
That high keeps getting higher. We're now going to be in the mid 70s tomorrow for Halloween. That is so crazy.
It is really crazy.
And we're so focused on tomorrow because, yeah, it's Halloween. And, yeah, it's going to be in the mid 70s in Maine. Yeah, it's going to break records from the hottest day that's ever been recorded for a Halloween in Maine.
It looks like it's going to, yeah.
But Friday, we're in the 70s again. We get 2 days back to back of 70 degree temperatures.
We'll take it.
No kidding.
I think this is it, though.
I don't know. He said that with the last one.
I said that the last time, but I think I'm pretty confident this is it.
Okay. Well, I am definitely looking forward to it. I just, my poor body, my wardrobe, my skin, everything's just so confused. It's like we want to be dry, we want to be cold, but now we're hot, we're sweating, am I having hot flashes? What's going on? But here we are. Tomorrow, mid-70s, Halloween. Cannot wait. Speaking of warm temperatures, we want to send you to go see Jelly Roll in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, November 23rd.
Yeah, first code coming up at 8:20 this morning for a chance to win airfare for two, hotel accommodations for two nights for two, tickets to the show, and $500 in spending money.
Yeah.
Just take that code and enter it on the Q106.5 app when you get it.
That's on the way. 8:20 will be your first code right here with David and Cindy. We don't need the heat for tomorrow, but we will need it. I'm looking at the temperatures for next week, and yeah, we're still in fall, and you do want to make sure that you are keeping your family, yourself, and your employees cold if you own a business, and the Heating Lodge is your place to do that. Beautifully heat your home, commercial or industrial space from the Heating Lodge. HeatingLodge.com. You can go there right now and take a peek at all of their wood pellet gas stoves. So many designs to choose from, like Casting, Vermont Castings, Harman, and Quadrifier stoves. Then they have the Samsung heat pumps. These things are fantastic. Versatile units, one outdoor, one or more indoors. The Heating Lodge is also your place to pick out a nice fire table. Put that on your patio. Enjoy the stars and the snow, fresh fallen snow, while you're sipping on tea, coffee, I don't know, whatever you want, while you're sitting out there on your beautiful patio with your beautiful brand new fire table from the Heating Lodge. In summation, if you need heat, want to stay warm this winter, you get it all at the Heating Lodge. Two locations in Bangor, Griffin and Union, and their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, HeatingLodge.com. Check out everything they have there and place your order today. Post Malone Warble. We're Q106.5. That's Miss Cindy. Come on over there. Does that work?
No.
We're one day.
It seems to work for him when he's singing, but yeah, no.
Are you telling me I don't sound good, but he does?
I think there's a difference between doing it when you're singing and when you're talking.
Let me try singing. We're one day away from Halloween. Yeah.
I think that's an effective, an adequate response.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, yeah. That's the word I want. Appropriate response.
Appropriate.
I need more coffee.
Appropriate and adequate. You're not wrong, Cindy Campbell.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
Of course I'm not. I'm never wrong.
Now, I know that. Trust me, you are a woman.
I was going to say, ask my husband. I'm never wrong.
Yeah, I don't need to. I look Jim in the eyes, and we both, like, the first day we met, it wasn't even like, hi, Jim, hi, David. It was like we made direct eye contact. We're like, women are never wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
We know that. We both know the code.
Just always agree with her. Just.
Man, if you want to be successful in life, that's just one thing you need to know. She's never wrong. Once you achieve that lesson, that crucial lesson, you will go so far, man. You will go so far in life. But until then, you will struggle. And you will be miserable. Let's check the weather with Todd Simcox.
Mostly cloudy skies out there for your Wednesday. Some periods of light rain likely this morning. That's going to taper off by about lunchtime or so. And then the rest of the day will feature cloudy skies and maybe a little bit of patchy drizzle. Temperatures today mainly in the lower and middle 50s for highs. Mostly cloudy tonight, patchy fog. Overnight lows don't move much. We'll bottom out in the upper 40s and low 50s. And then partly to mostly sunny and much warmer for our Thursday. Temperatures Thursday will likely break some records, especially away from the coastline. 60 seas to near 70 for folks along the coast. Low to mid-70s inland. It stays warm on Friday with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures a couple degrees either side of 70. We may see a few scattered showers on Friday as well. And then sunshine and cooler as we start the weekend on Saturday. Temperatures Saturday in the 40s to near 50 degrees. For KM 6.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
46 degrees now at Q106.5.
Need Mother Nature to make up her mind. Come on.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
Yeah, she's got some serious mood swings going on right now.
Ooh, don't mess with her. I just said it earlier in a warble, but I'll say it now with a normal voice.
Oh, good.
We're one.
I like your normal voice so much better.
I really was digging the warble. We might bring that back.
Okay.
We'll revisit it later.
Okay.
One sleep away from Halloween. Hey, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Now that I mentioned that, I have a question for you.
Okay.
And this is appropriate because a lot of monsters are getting up, getting ready for Halloween tomorrow, and they're eating a healthy breakfast because they want to have the energy tomorrow to scare all the, you know, to scare all the kids.
Right. Big day tomorrow.
Yeah, big day. So how do monsters like their eggs? How do monsters like their eggs? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're struggling.
I am. Yeah. I don't know. It's too early.
You couldn't even say appropriate earlier. You used adequate. And you think you're going to figure out this punchline? Come on.
I'm not.
How do monsters like their eggs?
Yeah.
Terrified.
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 The only thing I could come up with was over sleazy, and it's like, no, that doesn't fit. This doesn't fit.
Someone ordering that would not be a monster in my book.
Exactly.
Monsters want them terrified with a side of ghost. Well, that's a stretch.
Side of ghost?
Like toast.
Oh.
I should have stopped. I went too far. Yeah. That was bad. I get it.
Lightly ghosted, but no.
Now we're both pushing it.
Big time.
Oh, stop. Oh, instead, let's move forward.
Yes, let's.
And focus from 10 minutes from now. You can vote this week. In fact, the voting ends tomorrow. Will be your last day to vote.
Okay.
No, not that. Not that election. I'm talking about the cutest bat.
The cutest bat.
Yeah.
Bats are not cute.
Some people would disagree.
I mean, I like bats. They eat bugs. If they're flying over my house, I'm very happy. If they're flying in my house, not happy at all.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe that's a real thing.
But. Not cute. No.
We'll share exactly what this is all about coming up in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Right here. David and Cindy, Q106.5.
Are you counting the days until the first day of firearm season for deer? I mean, it's days away. And the big question is, are you ready? What do you still need? Whatever it is, Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln have it, along with experienced employees who can help you find exactly what you're looking for. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters are both Maine-owned by Dave and Melissa, who understand the excitement of hunting season and want to help make it a successful one. So if you're looking for a new firearm this year, they have a wide selection, plenty of ammo, grips, sights, and more. You'll want warm clothes, and both Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters can outfit you from snuggly base layers to waterproof jackets and boots. Hot hands are a must this time of year, whether you hunt or you're just anticipating power outages. And Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have them. By the way, ice fishing is a little way off, but you can start stocking up on supplies now in anticipation of the season. Get ready for your next outdoor adventure at Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln. And when you stop by, remember to tell them Cindy sent you.
Two girls in studio talking about manicures and pedis.
We are. I'm going to get a manicure today.
So.
Salon Chanel in Orrington.
Lucky you. Wait, Salon Chanel, they're joining us on the show tomorrow.
They are. And I thought I would go check out their services before they come in.
Well, you tell them to leave their services there, because if they try to touch my hands or feet, nails at all, they are going to get backhanded.
Oh, pedicures are so awesome.
Absolutely
though.
Not.
You know, you soak your feet and then they massage it with these lotion and it's so great, but I'm not doing that today.
It's
just getting a
not
manicure.
Great. There's nothing great about a pedicure. Somebody help me out here. You got to sit in a chair. You prop up your big, gnarly feet.
Thank you. I don't have big, gnarly feet.
I do. Everybody has gnarly feet.
They do. Men's manicures and pedicures.
I bet they do.
Chanel, by the way.
I bet they do.
They do.
And I will never go. You can't pay me.
I mean, it's very healthy for your nails.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say something that's not true.
And it's a nice way to, you know, pamper yourself.
No, it's not. You could pay me to get one done. You could. You could pay me to get one done. I've gotten a pedicure one time, and that was only to satisfy somebody's sick and demented request because they wanted to see me suffer. And they did. They got to watch this poor little woman. Oh, gosh, I can't relive it. It's too dramatic. Oh, I can't. I'm going to try to get through it. Hold on. This poor woman with her little hands, and she was touching my feet with the tools and the stuff and the...
Were you like sitting there crying?
I was not. I imagine it's what it would be like. Have you heard those stories about people who go in for surgery and they put you under? And even though you appear to be under, you're still wide awake and can feel everything.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. That's how I imagine that feels with my pedicure. It was torturous. I don't know why you're laughing.
I'm sorry.
Because this was something that seriously, to this day, still traumatizes me.
Because I find them not, and I mean, I usually get a pedicure like at the beginning of sandal season. I didn't this past year for some reason. But I find them very indulgent. I love getting pedicures, and I really should do it more often.
Out of respect for you, we will just kindly agree to disagree.
Because I am very comfortable with my feet.
Nobody should be. And I'm not kidding. I don't care how cute your feetsies look.
Oh, come on. I'm not comfortable with the whole rest of my person. Give me my feet, okay?
Yeah.
They don't change size, you know?
I have broken up with women because of their feet. Their feet were too big. Two, she had Flintstone toes. That was another one.
So you don't even want to see feet. And for me, a guy in jeans and bare feet, ooh, baby.
Ew, I know. We were at a concert watching Jake Owen, and he was barefoot on stage. And you were like, had the biggest, most awkward smile on your face. I was very uncomfortable. And I looked over and I was like, do I need to leave you alone in this section?
No, I'm good.
Do I need to get everybody out of this row so you can truly enjoy this experience with Jake Owen?
Yeah, I'm good.
Ugh. Anyways, we were going to talk about bats here, and we're going to push that for 10 minutes from now.
Okay.
There's a bat competition going on. The cutest bat, believe it or not. Bats,
we're not talking World Series bats. We're talking...
Right.
Yeah.
And not Batman. Batmans. Because the cutest Batman would be George Clooney, obviously. Not the best. He's not the best Batman, but he's
not the best Batman.
He's the cutest. Yeah.
Although, I think part of what made him not the greatest Batman was the mask, because so much of his acting is his face.
Yeah. He's too good looking to be covered, to be concealed.
Exactly.
I get it. Okay. No, we're talking about actual bats.
We digress.
It's Bat Week and it's Halloween week, and you can vote on the cutest bat. We're going to tell you exactly how to do that and what the heck we're talking about 10 minutes from now. Three things to know before you go right around the corner, too. It's David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with... Oh, hold on. I just thought about that woman touching my feet again. Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. I am going to hurl.
Thanks for laughing with us today on Q106.5.
Daily Roll in Jacksonville, Florida on November 23rd. All you need is that code.
Coming up at 8:20 is the first one today.
Yep.
Enter it on the Q106.5 app, and that's an entry into the contest.
We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning, and we are one sleep away from Halloween. Hey, Miss Cindy, now that I mentioned that, I have a question for you.
Okay. Did you lose it?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Just hold on. Okay. What does a witch like to read in the newspaper? What does a witch? Now you're a brewer witch.
I am.
So you should know this. You read the newspaper every morning. You get up at 2 a.m. to do show prep.
That's
and
right.
You start reading the newspaper immediately.
That's right.
What's a newspaper around here?
It comes up on my computer.
Okay, yeah, it's all digital.
Yeah.
So immediately you go to this on the newspaper website. You call it a newspaper website because it's not newspaper. It would be news internet.
Yeah.
So on the news website, you immediately go to this being a brewer witch, what is the first thing that you read?
I'm really bad at these today.
That's okay. You've only had half a cup of coffee. You're going to get there.
It's the midweek lag. You know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
What do witches like to read in the newspaper?
Right.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, their horoscope. Their horoscope.
It's not bad.
Not bad. It was phenomenal. That was a great joke.
I'm thinking funnies, comics, classifieds. Never thought of horoscope.
In addition to it being Halloween tomorrow, it's also Bat Week. It's been Bat Week. Bat Week ends tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day of Bat Week. And why is that important? Because you can vote on the cutest bat. This is so cool. It's put on by the Bureau of Land Management in Washington, D.C. It's up on their Facebook. This is where you can place your vote. And they've gathered these bats, which are absolutely disgusting looking. I mean, there's nothing cute about bats whatsoever, right?
I don't find them cute, but, you know, that's just me.
They're not cute at all. No. I'm looking at them right now. What's great about this is that the names that they come up with for these bats that you get to vote on. For example, Honey Bunches of Myotis, which is a long-eared Myotis bat, and then Bat So Raven. Other names, Robert Pattinson, in honor of Robert Pattinson, who played Batman. Kind of like that.
Wow.
Bat Damon.
Yeah, I like that one.
Battler Swift. Hori Potter? I don't get that one. And the Guano of Fire?
Wow. Reaching a little bit with a few of those.
Guano of Fire? Guano being bat droppings.
Yes.
So they're very creative. If you want to go place your vote on the cutest bat, which, I mean, basically you're picking the least ugly one. They're all terrifying looking. You can go to the Bureau of Land Management Facebook page.
Very cool.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah.
With that being said, coming up, we're going to talk about, because you mentioned this when I started talking about bats, about how people will sometimes here in Maine find a bat inside their home.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens quite a lot.
Oh, my gosh. What do?
You get it out of the house.
You get a shotgun and put new holes in your roof?
No.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. I've never encountered that. I never want to encounter that. I think bats are really cool when they're flying around up in the air.
Well, I do, too.
Yeah.
Not inside my home. Let's see. If that were to happen, what would I do? Like every problem, I call my mom right away.
Move.
And then move.
Sorry, can't
set
live here anymore.
Set the house on fire. No, I wouldn't do that.
Why would you do that? Because I have a bat in my house.
We're going to talk about when creatures invade. We want to hear your stories. We're going to do that this hour. Take your calls. And also, we have good news coming up here in about 10 minutes.
I have a story that's going to freak you out.
It's supposed to be good news, Miss Cindy.
No, good news is different.
Oh, you're talking about when a creature invades?
Yes. It's going to freak you out.
Oh, that's all on the way. I can't wait. Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. Cindy, good news coming up here in about 30 seconds, but let's go to the phones real quick. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, D-Dog Dave and the Queen of Country, Cindy.
Heck yeah. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Keith.
Hey, I got another joke for you.
We love jokes, especially yes. Midweek.
What did the school teacher say to her students on Halloween?
Oh.
A number of things, I suppose, like, don't eat that, or,
settle down.
Yeah. Put more clothes on. What is that costume?
We give up, Keith. What did the teacher say to her students on Halloween?
It's time to have some ghoul spirit.
Oh, it's so bad. It's good, Keith.
Like
thank you.
One.
You have a great day.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, wait. Well, yeah.
That's a good dad joke.
He gets a punchline song. Yep, he does. There we go. That was good. Yeah. Good stuff. By the way, no joke. Tomorrow's high is 74 degrees.
That's just crazy.
Oh, let's get into more good news then, okay. Huh?
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gears Cycling, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Friends, family, community. This happened kind of quietly, and I think it's a really cool thing. Governor Janet Mills has received France's highest honor for promoting the French culture in Maine.
Okay. That's cool. I'm trying to think of where the French culture has been promoted.
Well, President of France, Emmanuel Macron. I think I said that right.
It's Macron.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Bestowed the Distinguished Legion of Honor to Maine's governor, an award that has been given to people like President Dwight Eisenhower, General Douglas MacArthur, Bill Gates, Barbara Streisand, and others.
Okay.
French is the second most spoken language in Maine.
Yeah, by the way, when I went to Old Orchard Beach, I got stopped multiple times by people who did not speak English, and they would go, "Parlez-vous français?" And I was like, "What?
No.
No." Where, coming from Southern California, where you get as, speak Spanish?
Spanish.
I'm like, "No, and now it's French." Anyways, I digress.
Yeah, more than a third of the state's population is of French and Canadian descent. So, Governor Mills, who is fluent in French, and Bachelor of Arts in French from the University of Massachusetts.
Further show off.
Vowed in 2022 to digitize historical records pertaining to people of French heritage in Maine. And there actually is a day that she has set aside to celebrate people of French heritage.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, very cool. And I love the fact that France is recognizing her efforts in Maine. That's awesome.
Good a lot of people in Canada speak French. I'm so from away.
A lot of people do, yes.
Okay. Now, is it certain areas of Canada that speak French and then other areas that speak English, or is it just a mix?
Yes, there are areas of Canada where not everyone speaks French, or they may speak it, but they don't know how to read it. And then there are other areas, Quebec in particular, that wants to stick strictly to French.
See,
that's a fun place to visit because they will... Even though they can speak English, sometimes will not let on that they can.
Yeah, they do that in Europe too. Yeah. Oh, they're sneaky. They're sneaky, and they all do. They all speak English, but they want you to earn it. And I get it. I appreciate that. I took 2 years of French. You probably didn't know that. Took two years of French in high school.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Do you know any French?
Je m'appelle David.
I took 3 years of French.
And what do you know?
I know that. I know words.
Au revoir.
You know, I could go to Canada and order jambon et fromage.
Whoa, you nailed that. That sounded beautiful.
Which is, no, it didn't.
No, that sounded really Frenchy.
Which is ham and cheese. That's like the only thing I could order.
Oh my gosh, say it one more time.
Jambon et fromage.
I would have never known that was ham and cheese. Like, that just sounds like very attractive.
Okay.
One more time.
No. No, we're done with this.
You're so French.
No, I'm not.
As long as we only need ham and cheese, we're gonna go far.
That's right.
Coming up, we're gonna talk about when creatures invade your home.
I have such a story for you.
Oh, I can't wait. Whether it be a bat, I don't know, coyote, a bear, a moose, a deer, your in-laws, I don't know. What is that creature? We'll start taking your calls now, 207-991-9500, and Cindy Campbell has a story for us that I can't wait to hear.
You can also leave a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Coming up on Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. It's 70s tomorrow. Q106.5. Sorry, I don't know why that makes me laugh. I just never, ever, ever, ever thought when I moved to the state of Maine that I would be saying on Halloween.
Right.
It's going to be warmer here than I think it will be in both states that I hail from, which would be California and Florida.
Right.
I think mid-70s.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be warm. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow.
Yes.
For all those
trick-or-treaters. It's going to get cold, but we won't talk about that. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow.
That's right. Let's focus on the positive.
Right.
Q106.5, David and Cindy, we are talking about when creatures invade. It's Bat Week here.
Yeah.
And we were mentioning bats sometimes invading homes, and that got us talking. What other creatures invade homes? And you say that you have quite the tale.
I got my vehicle fixed one day, and my landlord is also my mechanic, popped the trunk, and there is a piece of pizza sitting on my engine.
What flavor?
I don't know.
Pepperoni.
And he said, "Do you have a little snack?" And then he said, "Seriously, that's not funny because that means that something is getting into your engine."
Oh, somebody carried something, carried that piece of pizza into your engine.
Right. Okay. So fast forward several days and I'm walking by my car and something looked weird. And I went back and I looked in and I had car seats, like child safety seats. And
sure.
One of them, the upholstery had been just chewed. It was just fluff everywhere. And I'm like, okay, what would have done that? So went to my husband. I said, you know, I'm looking around my car and I said, what do you think did that? And he said, I don't know, it was something big. And then we noticed that it had chewed from my trunk up through the seat. There's a hole.
Oh my goodness.
In my seat. Like right where the seat meets the back of the
Well, they made kind for them to make more room for your groceries, but however, not aesthetically pleasing.
So as we're looking around the car, we hear something moving in the glove compartment.
Stop it.
Seriously. So my husband, who I've never seen him do this before or since, he goes over and he reaches over and he pops the trunk and jump back. Literally like 3 feet and said, that's a rat.
Oh, yuck. Oh, come on.
Sure enough, there's a rat in my glove compartment.
Oh, man. So, it's not their fault they're ugly, but they are.
I'm freaking out. What are we going to do? And he said, I don't know. I, and then it became, I don't know what you're going to do to get that out of your
Oh my gosh.
I said, well, let's do this. And I just opened all the doors. And of course, the rat saw us and jumped out of the glove compartment onto the floor, into the back seat, and out the door. And we shut all the doors, and that was it.
Oh,
rat was gone.
Yuck. Still, though. Ew.
Then I popped my trunk. I hadn't used my trunk in a few days. This is not the car I drive now, by the way.
Okay.
I popped the trunk, hadn't used it in a few days, and my trunk is just all.
Rat droppings?
Rat droppings.
Oh my gosh, that's so gross.
Yeah, and we finally figured out that I was coming home from work one day and some of the trash bags had been picked apart by birds.
Yeah.
And there was some stuff there, including like a plastic bag, the old Hannaford plastic bags.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I picked all this stuff up and I threw it in my trunk and I just kind of forgot about it. And there was most likely a rat in that bag.
Oh my gosh.
I put
gross.
In my car and it lived there for about a week. So I'm driving around with a rat in my car.
What did you do with the hole in your vehicle?
I sold the car.
Oh, there you go. That's how you fix those problems.
Not because of that. That was the transmission died. But yeah, I was freaked out from then on. Every time I heard a weird noise inside my car, freaked me out.
When have creatures invade? When have they invaded your area? Whether it be your car, whether it be your home, your business.
Right.
207-991-9500. Can you beat Cindy Campbell's story?
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Your response is coming up. We got a couple callers on hold.
Yeah.
We're going to get to you momentarily right here on Q106.5. It's David and Cindy. Dirt, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Wednesday. Not Thursday. No.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
We keep thinking it's Thursday, but it's Wednesday.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Rush in the week.
That's right. We'll know it's Thursday when we start busting out those bikinis because it's going to be mid-70s. Tomorrow is Halloween, mid-70s. Can you believe it?
Yeah. No, I can't.
I can't believe that we're only one sleep away from Halloween. With that being said, Miss Cindy.
Yeah.
Before we get to the phone calls on when creatures invade your home.
Yeah.
What do you get if you cross a sorceress with a billionaire? What do you get if you cross a sorceress with a billionaire? What do you get if you cross a sorceress with a billionaire?
Very rich sorceress? I don't know.
Ooh, you're so close. A very witch person.
Oh.
A very witch
oh.
person.
Oh. Oh, I'm so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Not as bad. When you have a creature invade your home. Now, you just shared a story about a rat invading your car.
Yeah.
And those are the type of calls we're looking for. 207-991-9500. When has a creature invaded your home, your car, your business?
Yeah. Yuck. Yuck.
It's bat week. That's what's inspired the story because quite often Mainers experience bats inside their home.
Right.
I think we have somebody on the phone who could help us.
Oh, okay. Good.
Get rid of those bats. Let's go to that phone, this phone call. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Carissa. I'm calling from Norwalk.
What's up, Carissa?
I was calling to let you know how to get a bat out of your house.
How do you do that?
You have to turn all your lights off inside your house, open up your door, turn your outside light on, and make a fan blow in the direction you want the bat to go, because it will go towards the light and with the wind.
So they're like moths. They'll go toward the light.
Yes, they will fly right. They'll fly right outside your door.
Carissa.
Wow.
Let's rewind a little bit. So what you're saying is when you get a terrifying, blood-sucking bat inside your home, a monster.
Yes.
A demon.
Yes.
You want me to turn off all of my lights, turn them off, and then have the wherewithal to grab a fan and remain calm and point it to the door that's open, which probably will let in more bats?
I've never done this. I'm saying that's how they tell you to do it.
Carissa. I'm going to stick with my method, which is turning on all the lights, grabbing a shotgun, screaming my head off, and calling 911.
Okay, I don't know if they'll come, though.
Yeah, no. You call 911 to say I have a bat in my house, they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry, bye.
They're going to say, turn off all your lights.
Q106.5, happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up in a little bit over 10 minutes, we have that code.
To go to Jacksonville to see Jelly Roll. That's airfare for two, hotel for two, tickets to the show, $500 in spending money.
Yep. So you
nice prize right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great show. We want to send you for free. Just got to listen for that code. Again, a little bit over 10 minutes from now. In the meantime, we're talking about when creatures invade.
Right.
When have you had a creature invade your home, your business, your car? And we'll go to the phones right now. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Midge.
What's up, Midge?
I wanted to do the bat thing, so they freak me out, and I'm okay with them outside.
Right.
So we lived in Brewer. I went to bed, and we had a tall cabinet in our bedroom. We had a ceiling fan on, and our cat was on top of the cabinet. And his head was swiveling like he was, like, by a demon or something. I'm like, what are you doing?
Losing his mind.
Thinking, yes, and I'm thinking, okay, he's freaked out by the ceiling fan.
Right.
So I'm looking and I'm trying to focus, and I see it's a bat.
Oh, my God. Wait, like, you have a bat inside your home?
Yes, in my home, and I'm in bed. I'm getting ready to go to bed. I yell for my husband. And he comes, he grabs a broom and he comes running in the bedroom. He shuts off the ceiling fan and he says, get under the blankets and don't come back out until I tell you to.
Oh, that's actually sweet.
So the noises that I heard, like there was a lot, crash, bang, boom. So by the time, he says, okay, you can come out now. And I think a couple of times he yelled, ouch. So while trying to get the bat, he had tripped over our file cabinet that was in our bedroom, and he gashed his leg and broke his toe.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But he got the bat.
Okay, well,
there you go. That's the important part, right?
But it was just a funny, I mean, it was hilarious.
Midge, thank you so much for calling in. I love that she's laughing about her husband getting injured.
How much would it stink, though, if he did all that and still didn't get the bat?
Right.
The bat's still flying around the house.
So. And why was the broom the very first weapon? Like
a lot of people grab brooms because they have the long handle and they're...
Right, you know, keep it at a distance.
You keep it at a distance.
Yeah.
And they have kind of a wide, you know, end on them so you can swat it.
Maybe I got to revisit my choice of weaponry because I immediately go shotgun or lighter and fuel.
Yeah, but see, shotgun or lighter and fuel, then you're going to damage your house.
Yeah, at the time, am I really caring about that? No, that's not number one concern.
I'm sorry, so would be for me.
Number one concern is getting that thing out of there immediately. And then I'll deal with the repercussions of my decisions on the methods that I use to remove that bat from said home.
And I burned my house down.
Yeah, I'll be like, well, you know what? At least I didn't get bit by a bat.
That's like that old joke, right? I totaled my car, but I killed the bee.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of cars, my mom had a snake invade her car one time.
Oh, that's not good.
But not inside, outside. She was driving. I believe she was in Texas. She was driving her vehicle, and she was using her windshield wipers, and one seemed to just kind of move a little differently.
Oh.
And she was like, am I tripping? Did I take something? What is going on? Ended up being a snake.
It was like wound around her wipers?
Right. Something? It was just going back and forth. And
This is a fun ride.
Yeah.
Like
what? Yeah. Nope. Wasn't fun for her. And I'm sure it wasn't fun for the snake because they were going down the freeway.
Yeah. Wow.
207-991-9500. What is a, when did a creature invade your home, car, business, whatever?
Or leave us a voicemail or a message on the Q106.5 app with great stories this morning. We want to hear some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No creatures at Mason's Brewing Company.
No.
Just delicious beer and food. And right now they're pumping their Midnight Train Dark German Lager. It's now canned and ready to hit the shelves. Brace yourself for a rich, dark malt and smooth flavor that'll take you on a thrilling ride to the darker side of German lagers. Keep your eye out at your favorite stores or swing by Mason's to grab yours first. Oh, and Mason's always exploring new food options, too, on their menu, whether it be their Machias location or their beautiful brewer location right there on the waterfront. And did you hear that the weather is going to be mid-70s tomorrow? 70s on Friday? Here's your sign right now to go ahead and plan lunch on the waterfront right now, lunch tomorrow at Mason's to celebrate Halloween. You can do that with any of their pizzas, especially the one they're offering right now, the Temple of Doom pizza. Nothing says Halloween more. It's not an ordinary pizza. It's a pie with curry cream sauce, pork, spicy sausage, tangy pickled red onions, fresh basil, and crunchy pepitas. I don't even know how to say that. It just looks delicious. And you can get it right now at Mason's Brewing Company. Mason's for the view, the staff, the beer and food combo, which you won't find better anywhere else. I challenge you. I'll see you tomorrow for lunch at Mason's Brewing Company in Machias and Brewer. Q106.5, it's David and Cindy. Can't thank you enough for laughing with us on a rainy Wednesday morning. And we are joined every 8 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, this segment for country music news by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Wow.
Did that work?
I don't know.
I think that deserves a slow clap.
Yeah, I think it does
that
too.
That was pretty good.
I'll give you the one slow clap.
So wow. I'll take what I can get.
You said the only issue, and I really, really apologize, but you didn't say morning, and you said every 8 o'clock hour.
With country music news. We don't do country music news.
Yeah, we don't do country music news at 8 p.m. Yeah. Hey.
It's a technicality, I'd say.
I think you're just whining.
Yes, I am doing that too.
By the way, if we were in any other country outside of America, it would be 2000, not 8 p.m.
Yes, but we aren't.
It would be the 20th hour of the day, not another a repetitive 8 o'clock hour of the day.
Yeah, but this is America. And
we just, there's no better country. USA.
USA.
USA. We are one sleep away from Halloween. That's right, kids. Let's go.
Yeah.
With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Again, he only plays this when you're here.
I forget how aggressive it is.
I appreciate his giggle.
That's a manly laugh.
Yeah, no.
That's
furthest
totally
from.
A giggle.
Why didn't the skeleton dance at the party? Why didn't the skeleton dance at the party?
Is this another like guts one? Like, oh, he didn't have the guts to do it.
He was bone tired.
Both wrong. He had no body to dance with. He had no body to dance with. That's right, kid. Nothing scary about this. We want to send you to Jacksonville, Florida to see Jelly Roll November 23rd.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button, scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour for Wednesday, and enter 422. 422.
Is this 2 days in a row?
Code. Wow.
Yeah, 422. And you could potentially win 2 tickets to see Jelly Roll in concert, round trip, airfare for two, $500 in spending money, and the hotel for 2 nights, too.
just before Thanksgiving in Florida. Oh. Who wouldn't love that?
Call me blown away.
I know, me too.
Jordan Verge.
Blown away too.
You are doing great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you are. You are on.
I'm on fire.
You are on fire, baby. Now, country music news has nothing to do with Gabby Barrett and Megan Maroney. I think.
Well, I think we're perfect at that point.
Let's find out.
Q 106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover, Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover, Foxcroft. What was that? What was her first big single, Megan Maroney? What was her first one?
You are not. I am not pretty.
No, Tennessee fan, right?
Oh, Tennessee Orange.
Tennessee Orange.
Tennessee yeah. Orange. Okay.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen has announced a major new donation initiative aimed to benefit schools in the cities he visited on his recent One Night at a Time tour.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
According to Billboard, the singer's Morgan Wallen Foundation is donating $500,000 worth of musical instruments to schools in need.
Awesome.
That is amazing.
Awesome.
He needs a good publicity, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I was asking. Do you think that this is, like, court mandated, or is he just... Is this out of the kindness of Mr. Wallen's heart?
I was fortunate enough to get to meet him and interview Morgan as his career was beginning. And he, honestly, a kid just having fun, living the life, probably yeah. never, ever saw his career go where he thought it was going to go. Right. I mean, he just didn't.
Right.
He had a mullet. He was drinking and partying with his boys.
Oh, he's just like me.
Yeah, right. Like and like any young guy in their 20s. He was just living his life. I didn't think there was anything bad with him. There was no nefarious intention from Morgan Wallen. I thought he had a good heart. He was honestly just trying to have fun, live life. I can't imagine because he blew up overnight. He did a song with Florida Georgia Line and then from there, skyrocketed.
Right.
I can't imagine having to deal with that fame and all that attention and being watched 24/7 from Ring cameras to everybody with their phones.
Right.
Like you are under a microscope.
Right.
So he gets a pass and this is just a good move.
Yeah. I love the Morgan Wallen Foundation. And even if, and I don't know what the motivation was for it, even if it was kind of court mandated or if it was publicity mandated that, okay, your career has kind of taken some hits lately. You need to do something charitable.
Of course.
I don't care what started it. He's doing some amazing things and he's doing it for school kids.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
I don't want to speculate either. That was a silly thing to say. I'm
no,
sure
no, you're right. I mean, that definitely comes up. Is he doing this because he thinks he has to?
So you heard it here first. Morgan Wallen's doing some charitable acts, but the only reason is because it's court mandated and he actually hates it, but he's being forced to do it.
You know, Morgan Wallen actually did say, and I've got a quote right here.
Oh, you gotta sound like him. You know the rule. If you're gonna quote an artist, you gotta impersonate him.
Long live cowgirls.
Good. That's
wait. Was that Ernest part?
Yeah, that was it. I said it was good.
It was bad.
I was being nice.
Bad. Yeah. What's another Morgan Wallen song?
Whiskey glasses.
Look into my eyes. When I was a kid, access to music profoundly changed my life, gave me a sense of purpose.
This is good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you literally are on fire right now.
What am I?
You're crushing it.
Oh, okay. He continued, we want that for others. Should I re-say the statement that he said?
Probably,
okay.
Yeah.
He said, when I was a kid, access to music profoundly changed my life and gave me a sense of purpose. We want that for others, and I'm blessed to be able to provide instruments to these schools through my foundation. We really wanted to say a big thank you to these awesome communities that welcome us and let us play for our fans.
Man, that's such a good quote from his publicist.
Absolutely.
It's so awesome, though, as a former band geek and understanding that when school boards sit down to divide up how money is going to be spent, sports gets whatever they want and the band gets zip.
Right.
Whatever's left.
Yeah.
Usually which is there's not zip. Much left. Yeah.
the fact that he's supporting, and he also supports sports because he's built sports fields and things like that.
Sure.
But the fact that he's supporting music is huge. I love it.
He might just be a good guy and people are going to have to deal with that and forgive him for his few mistakes because, I mean, we all make them.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that the headline? Morgan Wallen might be a decent guy.
I truly do think he is. Again, all that fame. I mean, I'm going to be a pompous. I'm going to be a pompous.
Right.
A so and make and make some it. Mistakes too. Yeah.
You can say it.
I can't.
Okay.
I mean, how many of us have said Jordan not being one of these? Because anyway,
right.
How many of us have said we're so glad social media wasn't around when we were growing
up?
Oh
my gosh.
I understand.
I would have been canceled a million. I had to go back to Facebook because comedy, humor, things we joked about, talked about have transitioned significantly in the past decade.
Right.
I had to go back to my Facebook and delete so many things because I'm like, oh my God, that is not funny anymore.
David, you are not alone. That's what I would do for, there was like a year straight where I would check my on this day on Facebook and see like what I had posted when I was, again, in middle school, in middle and high school.
Right.
And just seeing like, wow, why would I say that? Yeah. Quickly delete it.
And at the time, you completely meant it in jest and it was harmless. But nowadays, I think people have become not. No. Let me correct that statement.
You're speaking for both of us, by the way.
Good. 99% of the people are not oversensitive, but it's that 1% that is just ruining it for everybody and that's being a bunch of whiny crybabies. Mm. And they're winning. They're winning and whatever. We're going to cater to them. I hope for not much longer.
The new donation project is called One Instrument at a Time, and it's a partnership with Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, which donates instruments donates instruments to underfunded music programs.
You've never seen that movie either, have you?
I don't know what that is.
Mr. Holland's Opus?
I haven't seen it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I cried all the way through that movie.
What are you,
awesome.
A band geek?
Yes. And Mr. Holland reminded me so much of my director, Mr. Farnham, who also used to be the director for the Bangor Band.
Oh.
Yeah.
You probably went to band camp, huh?
I never went to band camp. Mm-hmm. I lost a boyfriend to band camp. That's a whole nother story we won't tell here.
Oh, the band drama.
Spicy. That's all I got.
We love it. Oh, okay. Jordan, again, you are
I'm on fire.
You're on fire, buddy. You're crushing it. We'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Sure.
We need you to think about what you're watching for Wednesday and creatures that have invaded your home.
Excuse me?
Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
All right.
Jordan Verge will rejoin us in the 9 o'clock hour. Your phone calls on what creatures have invaded your home, your work, your car. Coming up here on David and Cindy. Q106.5, David and Cindy, thanks for laughing with us on a Wednesday morning. Tomorrow, Miss Cindy.
Yes?
Going to be 74 degrees, believe it or not.
Awesome. So awesome.
Right now, it's 46.
It's 46, and we're in here with the windows wide open because it's warm in this studio. What are we going to be doing tomorrow?
Like
fans going and...
We're going shirtless. Shirtless. We're going shirtless in studio. I'm wearing my bikini tomorrow. I don't know about you. And then I'm going to go get a tan right after the show.
Mm, okay.
So I can be tall, dark, and handsome for Halloween.
Is that important?
When do creatures invade? That's what we're talking about right now. It's Bat Week. We started having the conversation about bats. There's a contest going on now with the Bureau of Land Management. They're trying to vote for the cutest bat. They do this for Bat Week and for Halloween. The voting ends tomorrow. If you're interested in placing your vote, go to the Bureau of Land Management Facebook page. But that sparked the conversation.
That bat is so cute. Said no one ever.
Ever. Ever. And when we started talking about that, you mentioned bats invading homes here in Maine. People are often dealing with that.
Right.
So now we got into the conversation of any creature. When have they invaded your car, your home, your business?
Right, like the rat that lived in my car for several days.
And dug a hole through your back seat.
Yeah.
And then instead of fixing it, you were like,
I'm just getting rid of the car.
Sell this to somebody.
It's not why I got rid of the car.
I'm not going to tell them about it.
I lived with it for a little while.
And maybe some duct tape will conceal this. They'll have no idea. And she did. She sold it. And
I sold it as is. Dead transmission and a hole in the seat.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What a sale. What a salesman you are.
Yeah.
My mom wrote in. So my parents live in Texas. They listen to us on the Q106.5 app in San Antonio.
Morning, Mom and Dad.
Good morning. And they quite often have scorpions that invade the home.
Oh, Oh, mm-hmm. That is so scary. I have never encountered a scorpion and never want to.
Mm-mm. I've seen them. My dad, when they first moved to their home in San Antonio, he killed about 200 outside just to keep them from coming inside.
Yeah.
And they still do. Every once in a while, my mom will find one like in her shoes or, you know, just hanging on a blouse that she wants to wear.
Wow.
And they expect me to visit for Thanksgiving? 100% not going. You want to come visit? You want us to see each other? You want us to spend Thanksgiving together? You come to Maine. There's nothing poisonous here except for those little black ticks. They'll kill you. But other than that,
they're much harder to spot than scorpions.
Yeah, when are those things going to die? Speaking of invading homes, they keep invading mine via my dogs.
They'll go into hibernation when we get a couple of really hard frosts.
Oh,
like deep freezes.
So I have to pick between a freeze and and ticks? This is tough.
Is your mom cooking?
Is my mom cooking?
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah. They do great. They do it up, right?
Yeah, then I would go there. Good, yeah. Forget the scorpions. I would go there.
What's a little scorpion sting, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. 207-991-9500. When have creatures invaded your space? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Bruce Stubbs from Brooks again. How you doing, man?
We love talking to Bruce.
Hey, you know, you're invading animals?
Yes.
The best one I ever got involved in, because I'm an electrician, doctor calls me up, says, I have no lights in my patient rooms. I said, oh, okay. So I go down, crawl up in the attic, and here is a mother coon and three little ones. They chewed the wires right off in the ceiling.
Oh, raccoon. Wow. Oh, my gosh. How'd you get rid of them?
Well, mothballs, you can put them up there, and they'll disappear. She disappeared about 3 days. Then I went back and fixed the lights.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're just so cute. You don't want to get rid of them. And after the movie Guardians of the Galaxy with Rocket, the raccoon.
They're not cute in your house. Or in your place of work. No, not cute.
They're really a destructive animal.
Yeah, very much so.
What is their purpose other than going through our trash?
The purpose of a raccoon is the pelt used to be for hats and clothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
You've never seen a raccoon hat?
Yeah,
really?
I have, yes. Come on, Davy Crockett.
Exactly.
Bruce, you're morbid, but we love you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Bird.
Oh, thank you.
And if you're looking at the calendar, gosh, better yet, looking at the weather, first of all, tomorrow is going to be mid-70s. Yeah. And then you look at the calendar and go, wait a minute. Tomorrow is Halloween.
Yeah.
Meaning we are one sleep away from Halloween. There it is.
So do you know the... Do you know the...
You can talk while she's screaming. It's okay.
I really can't. Do you know the... it's not even worth the question.
It is. It really is. Yeah, you can't do that to us. I hate that. Yeah. I hate that.
I apologize. So October, we know it's 31 days.
Right.
Because of Halloween.
Sure.
Do you know, if I told you like a month, would you be able to tell me how many days are in that
month? I think so. Test me.
Like June.
I probably would.
30.
July. Yeah.
31.
August.
30.
See, there it goes back and
August
forth, right?
August 31.
Is it?
Isn't it?
No, July is 31.
No. So you put the idea is you put your fist together, right?
Right.
So January is 31.
Right.
February is 28.
29 on a leap year.
Sure. March
every 4 years.
Is 31.
31.
April is 30. 30.
May is 31.
Yeah.
June is 30. July is 31. August is 30.
No. 31. Because you put your knuckles together.
Wait. So July and August are both 31?
Right. Yeah.
Wait. Whoa. You're telling me
September have 31?
30, just 30.
Do they have just 30? Okay.
So July and August both have 31 days? How long has this been going on?
For a long time.
How long have we known about this? This is madness!
The reason I ask this, I woke up this morning, I saw it was October 30th, and I thought, new month tomorrow.
No.
And then I thought... Oh, wait, No, that's not right.
We have Halloween. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in the mid-70s, which is hilarious.
It really is.
Hey, now that I've mentioned, by the way, that it's one day into Halloween, and now that we've established, I mean, concretely, that there are, in fact, 31 days in October, do we all concede?
31 in October and in August.
And in July.
And in July.
Which is why I really thought they went back and forth. Really? July and August both have 31 days?
Apparently.
Anyway.
I can go back and count if you want.
Life is hard. Tomorrow's Halloween. With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
What do you give a skeleton who is trick-or-treating? Oh, he loves this. Or she.
Oh, you throw him a bone.
Close.
Okay.
By the way, how do you identify the gender of a skeleton? That's not a trick question. Think about it.
Is it the hips?
I believe it is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Men have wider hips?
I don't know.
Because men usually have the better booty.
I don't know. I watch Bones, and that's how she always refers to it, so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you work at a morgue, give us a call. 207-991-9500. How do you distinguish the sex, the gender of a skeleton? I'm talking there's nothing
anyway,
left.
Anyway, what's the answer to the question?
What do you give a skeleton who is trick-or-treating? What do you give a skeleton who is trick-or-treating? Any final guesses?
Oh, hold up. I think we can get something. Okay, so what do skeletons have? You know, they have bones. Mm-hmm. They have bone marrow. They're a little scary.
Yeah.
They don't have any guts.
They don't have any guts. Yeah.
Right.
They have a backbone.
They don't eat because they have no stomach.
Sure.
So why would you give them anything? Why would you give them anything
for Halloween? Yeah. Any candy is going to be stupid.
Right, exactly.
So what kind of candy could go with this?
No, really,
maybe
any.
Not Whoppers?
No.
No, that doesn't make sense. Reese's?
No, Reese's, no.
M&M's?
Okay, we're breaking it down too far, I think.
That doesn't work.
Three Musketeers? They're really good. A lot of people don't like those, shockingly, but I do. Are you ready for the answer?
I've been ready for a while.
Oh, my bad.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were trying to guess. What do you give a skeleton who is trick or treating? The answer is?
Yeah.
Spare ribs. This is Halloween.
Yeah, baby. That'd be so messy. Disgusting if someone was just handing out spare ribs on
so good.
Not to mention the fact, again, no stomach.
But so good. Think about it. You go trick or treat. They'll go, all right, listen, kids, we got some Smarties over here. We got some Tootsie Rolls. Nobody likes those. They just pretend to. And then we have some Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. You want those.
Yes.
Also, we have some spare ribs. We got Chipotle style, we got spicy, and we got some original BBQ. What style do you want if you want to go with the spare ribs?
Those are for the moms and dads who are taking the kids around.
Okay.
And a little bottle of whatever they're drinking.
Yeah, let's not kid ourselves. The mommy and daddies aren't eating anything. They're drinking out of their tumblers.
Good for them. They've earned it, you know?
Yeah.
They really have.
I'm just picturing a pillowcase full of candy, an assortment of candy, and then just barbecue sauce all over them.
With four spare ribs and a rack of ribs.
Yeah. And getting home and mom's saying, why is there barbecue sauce on my pillowcase?
And then you got to throw them out because they're like, oh, these look so good and they're still warm, but they're not wrapped up, so we gotta throw them out.
Might be razor blades in there. You never know.
Okay, we were going to talk about something else here, but we'll go ahead and push that to next segment.
All right.
Putting razor blades in the spare room.
Why would you do that? Put a bunch of monsters. Has anybody ever actually found a razor blade in candy?
I personally haven't.
I personally haven't.
I haven't been looking that closely either, though.
But that was like an established fear as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had to throw away a lot of candy begrudgingly because my mommy and daddy would be like, there's going to be, you know, there might be a razor blade in here. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, I'll take my chances.
Yeah. I remember my parents taking candy bars and like bending them and.
Wow.
You know what happened? Sure, there was nothing.
There was one.
I know no one on listening can see me make my thumbs go, but you know, pushing into the.
We saw it.
Candy bars.
By the way, she has very flexible thumbs. It took one monster that
Thank you.
You're welcome. You took one monster that did that and ruined it for everybody.
Right.
You know how many homemade goods were thrown out that were probably absolutely delicious?
Right.
Waste. It's a waste. Seriously. My dad would always take the Reese's cups because of the because the fear of
that
razor
blades. That is not why your dad was taking the Reese's Cups.
Now I'm starting to realize.
You've been hoodwinked, my friend.
Yeah. Like, these ones, they could fit razor blades in these. I'll take these ones.
Your father was a wise man. By the way, I'll step in and play his role for this Halloween.
Yeah.
I'll need all your Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Okay, gotcha. because I care about you, Jordan.
I understand.
All right. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Coming up, What You Watching Wednesday. We want to hear what you're watching. In case you are staying home and doing that trick-or-treating, what can you put on that TV while you're waiting for the kids to come by? We have a couple recommendations, and we want yours, too. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge. Oh,
thank you so much.
Mid-70s tomorrow will be your forecast for Halloween, and then 70s again. Nobody's focusing on Friday, but we remain in the 70s on Friday, too.
Yeah.
So get those bikinis out. Time to get some tan. Tan skin before we head into the... I think this is it, right? This is going to be the last of the...
I would think so,
the
yeah.
last hurrah yeah, right yeah. here. This is it. Doesn't Scotty McCreery have a song about that?
Five more minutes?
This is now. I think he has a song called This Is It.
We'll keep singing it so we can figure it out.
5 more minutes, better.
Five more minutes.
70 degrees.
Yeah, please.
Scotty McCreery has a bunch of songs about the weather, apparently.
I don't think any of his songs are about the weather, but somehow you made them about the weather.
It matters to her being Mother Nature. No,
I desperately. I'm sorry to just move forward, Jordan. I see what you're trying to do there, but
I'm not trying to do anything.
I desperately need the World Series to come to an end tonight.
I just think it's funny that you don't want to talk about Scotty McCreery.
Well, Scotty McCreery, they're not about weather. He's talking about like his wife, I think. Okay. Not Mother Nature. If you go back and listen to the songs, we can Google the lyrics if you'd like.
Which is more realistic? He's talking about his wife or
absolutely
the
not the weather. That's silly that he would think he's talking about the weather.
Why would he write songs about the weather?
Yeah, why would he talk about the weather?
It's so relatable.
Why would he want 5 more minutes with the 70 degree temperatures? Nobody wants just 5 more minutes. They want 5 more days.
Exactly.
But he's not asking for too much. Okay?
You're just being absurd right now, Jordan Verge. You're just being absurd.
I'm not the one writing the music about the weather, David.
Scotty McCreery hasn't wrote about the weather. He's not once written about the weather. Yeah. Why would you write about the weather?
Weren't we going to talk about what you're watching Wednesday?
That's good. That's a good call. So what I'm watching are Scotty McCreery YouTube videos
and watching the lyrics that clearly said
that they're not talking about the weather whatsoever.
He was on American Idol.
I know that. But it has nothing to do with the weather.
Okay.
So Shrinking has a new episode out today.
So he has the song called I Love You This Big. And I think that he's just talking about the sun. And he's like, I love you this big.
Season 3, episode 4, Shrinking.
Yeah.
Is out today.
Yeah.
What you watching Wednesday? What are you watching? I tell you what, I'm watching the World Series. Again, I need it to end tonight. I'm delirious. I can feel the delirium set in today.
You can go to bed before the game is...
It's finishing up at midnight. No,
thank you for having my back here, Jordan.
I have to admit, I did that once with the Super Bowl. Patriots were behind by like 30 points. I said, there's no way they're going to come back. I went to bed at halftime. They fucking won the game.
Yeah, they came back.
And I missed the best part of the game.
I just need the World Series to come to an end.
Tonight. Tonight. The Dodgers need to win. But even then, now I'm watching the game. First pitch, 8:08. Last night's game went to what, about midnight? Tonight, probably about midnight again. And then Thursday, we have the New York Jets playing the Houston Texans. Of course, I'm going to watch that because I picked the Jets to go to the Super Bowl, which was an absurd pick. I admit it now, I was wrong.
So I really am sorry. So he has an album called Rise and Fall.
So I've been watching NCIS Origins. Have you seen this yet?
He has an album called Clear as Day.
Do you watch NCIS?
I don't watch NCIS.
Okay, well, they have this new series called NCIS Origins on Paramount Plus.
Right.
That goes, the main character is Gibbs, and everyone loves Gibbs, and he has this history, and this goes back to his history.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's a younger guy playing him, and then he's himself reminiscing at the beginning and the end. They're very, very well done.
Where can people watch that?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. Yeah. Shrinking is on Apple TV Plus. You can watch that. Still recommend that. The World Series tonight is on your local cable channel. Again, 8:08 first pitch. Outside of that, I watched Hocus Pocus 2 for the first time. I thought I had watched that before.
Oh, really?
Definitely recommend it. It's cute.
Yeah.
Scotty McCreery has an album called Seasons Change. Guys, I'm not making this up. This is ridiculous.
I'm also watching
He's exclusively singing about the weather.
I'm also watching the miniseries on Netflix about Anna Delvey. Who was on Dancing with the Stars. It's been out for a while.
Yeah.
I first found out about her from like 2020 or one of those shows.
Yeah.
And always kind of had an interest, but I never really heard the whole story. And after the whole mess with Dancing with the Stars, treating her like a celebrity for one episode, I went back and I'm watching the See You Tonight.
Yeah.
Scotty McCreery is not singing about the weather for the last time.
See You Tonight is about the moon. What are you talking about?
Hocus Pocus.
I'm going to throw this orange toilet paper at him, I swear.
So they are working on a Hocus Pocus 3.
We did receive confirmation,
so that should be coming out here in the next year or two, which is very exciting because the first one was really good. Second one, it was watchable on Disney+. I do recommend that if you haven't watched that one. And then the third one, look for that in the next couple of years. But exciting news for Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the other one.
Yes, I don't know her name.
Naomi, we'll call her Sarah. No, we'll call her Sarah too. All right, with that being said, what are you watching Wednesday? 991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
That's right. And we look forward to hearing from you and your recommendations on what...
Scotty McCreery!
He's got a song called Fall in Summer. It's a song about ringing in the chilly weather. He's also got a song called Porch. It's about getting lost in the Carolina breeze and sitting on the porch.
Hey, it's David here for Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Speaking of sitting on the porch
Does Scotty McCreery have a song about that?
Yes, he does. It's called Porch.
Okay.
If you want to listen to Scotty McCreery not singing about the weather while you're enjoying your porch, enjoying the beautiful weather that we're going to have the next couple of days, and even through the winter, I mean, picture that fresh snowfall, right? Oh, gosh, the clear skies after the fresh snowfall. The stars, the beautiful Maine skies with all the stars, and you're in your hot tub from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Yeah, you can picture that, right? I can too. Absolutely doable. 96 Parkway South in Brewer. Here's why. They want to get rid of that inventory. They're moving to Bangor. They're moving from their 96 Parkway South Brewer location and going to Bangor, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. And they want to make sure that your patio and backyard is enjoyable for all four seasons here in Maine. Go talk to the sales team there. Sales manager Chris, absolutely phenomenal. The entire team, absolutely phenomenal. And I hate calling them sales team because I don't think they're actually in sales. They're just your neighbor, their fellow Mainers, and they want to hook you up. They want to make sure that you are enjoying your home to its fullest, whether it be a sauna, which is fantastic. They have 2-person saunas, I think 6-person saunas. Those are great for detox, blood circulation, and so many other health benefits, and they keep you warm during the winter months. They have outdoor saunas, indoor saunas, and then, of course, the hot tubs. And you can get a great deal right now. Financing is available. Just go talk to somebody at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. You can see the entire inventory, sanddollarspa.com. But again, the showroom is the best spot to go to until they move to Bangor, 96 Parkway South in Brewer, Sand Dollar Spa. Oh, I almost said Thursday, Cindy.
Wednesday.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Yeah. We keep wanting to skip a day.
We've both been thinking Thursday all day.
Yeah. What you watching Wednesday? We do this every Wednesday. Get recommendations for everybody, really. Temperatures eventually will not be as beautiful as they're going to be tomorrow and Friday. We're going to be inside, indoors. And we want those recommendations on what we should watch.
Absolutely. Right. Like how the Celtics are going to be playing the Pacers tonight.
Have they lost a game yet?
They have not. They are undefeated.
Okay.
Continuing that tonight.
World Series is also on tonight. Cindy, you recommended NCIS?
NCIS Origins.
Origins. Okay. Yep.
It's a new series and it's about early Gibbs. Anyone who watches NCIS will get that.
Gibbs is played by that older, handsome guy. White hair.
Mark Harmon.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yes, and he is in NCIS Origins, too, at the beginning and the end of each episode.
How does that happen?
And then they flash back to when he was younger.
That makes sense.
Understood.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
I still recommend Shrinking on Apple TV+. New episode out today. And then Hocus Pocus 2, if you haven't seen that. I always thought I had, for whatever reason. Came out during the pandemic, but it's on Disney+. I watched it last night. Yeah. Not bad. Hmm. Not bad at all.
I also watched the last episode of this season of Murders in the Building. And anyone who loves murder mysteries and or Steve Martin and
Martin Short,
who has not watched that series on Hulu should really watch it because it's really good.
That's on my to-watch list.
Yeah. No spoilers. Is Sting in this season?
No, Sting is not in this season. A lot of famous people in this season. Yeah. Not Sting. Yeah, he was in the
first season.
In the first season.
Or the second season.
By the way,
one of them.
By the way, and within 1 month time period, within 30 days, I got to interview Sting twice in person.
Wow.
Once at his hotel in the middle of Hollywood.
Yep.
In a garden.
Wow.
Which is such a Sting vibe. I'm in a garden sitting there with Sting. And then the second time was in the hills in Southern California. Him and Shaggy.
Oh, no.
They did a concert together, and I got to interview both of them simultaneously. And I'm just sitting there going, am I really interviewing Sting and Shaggy at the same time? I'm a country music DJ, for crying out loud. How am I interviewing both of them?
What question did you ask?
I don't even remember. I was so starstruck. Also, I think both of them were kind of drunk.
If I was Sting, I would also be.
Right.
Just celebrating life.
Right.
What you watching Wednesday? Let's go to the phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Sean from Belfast.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, a TV show I've been watching, well, haven't lately because it's not on yet, but is Manifest.
Oh, is that the one where the airplane was like taken over or mysteriously disappeared?
I don't think I've heard of it.
It disappeared for, I don't know, 5-6 years or something. It's kind of creepy if you think about it, but it's a really good show to watch, but you have to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah, you do. It's a psychological thriller. I remember I watched like the first two seasons during the pandemic, and so many other things came out, and that kind of got lost in the mix. I need to revisit that. That was a great show.
I kind of want to watch it again now that the girlfriend has like all kinds of different apps. I could probably find it somewhere and watch it over.
Oh, the girlfriend has all different kind of
the apps.
Oh, your girlfriend.
You can find it somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, right.
I need to know where. So what's it called? Manifest?
Manifest.
Okay.
Manifest. It's on Netflix.
Oh,
it is. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Good.
Really good show. Sean, thank you for that recommendation. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
I do hate recommending a show like that, though, Manifest.
Why?
It's just a little sexist because where's the woman fest? Q106.5, where David and Cindy. Q106.5, full of lies there, because absolutely a bigger house will make you happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as you're not the one cleaning it. Kind of sound like my mother.
Well, if you have a bigger house, yeah, and also you can have the best Halloween candy.
You think so?
Yeah, the bigger houses always have the best Halloween candy, don't they?
But if you got a bigger house, you've probably got a bigger mortgage.
Yeah.
So that means you got less money to spend on Halloween candy.
Right. You got to pay the maid. So, you know.
Oh, don't go to that. I'm turning my light off if we've got a bigger house.
We are one sleep away from Halloween. With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did they say about the girl who married a ghost?
She was
What did they say about the girl who married a ghost? Like, who does that? There's so many alive humans. Mm-hmm. Why would you marry a ghost? Mm. What did they say about the girl who married a ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was...
In the interest of time.
Yeah.
The answer is, I don't know what possessed her. This is Halloween. Words of wisdom going around the room.
That was actually really good.
My words of wisdom are going to be whatever Cindy's words of wisdom are.
Mm. That's actually very wisdom-y of you.
Yes, thank you.
Get out and enjoy the next couple of days because we're not going to have temperatures like that until spring.
You heard that from Cindy and I. We both said that.
Wisdom-y? Right. I said wisdom-y, and it's wise, right?
Wisdom-y?
Before you open
your
mouth.
I wasn't listening to you.
Wisdom-y sounds painful.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Imagine if you told your boss, I'm not going to make it in. I've got a wisdom-y on Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm feeling very wisdom-y today.
Yeah.
if you're planning on using cold weather as an excuse to get out of work tomorrow, whether it be snow or ice, don't do it because it's going to be in the mid-70s.
Right.
There's my wisdom-y advice.
Yeah, come into work and wear shorts. I'm going to wear shorts.
I'm going to wear my bikini.
Okay, you outdid me.
Jordan Verge is up next.
I do. Wow. I have a code to see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville. That's coming up right around the corner on middays.
We're David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. Happy, it is Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's Wednesday.